Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
I was telling Jason about the time that the state of Missouri decided they wanted our farm, and they made up that we owed them $100,000 in unpaid sales tax, you know. And, you know, it was all made up, and they went after a bunch of people I know. And you know, one guy was teaching classes, and they said he owed unpaid sales tax. There is no tip class. There is no sales tax on education. If you've ever taken classes at the community college or the high school, you know, evening classes, you've never paid sales tax on education. There is no such thing. So I mean, they went after him for that, and they went after a bunch of people. And I believe what they did was the revenuers in the state of Missouri decided that they needed some more. And the best way to get it was just to send letters to people who had tax-exempt status and see what happens, you know, who had businesses. And so they went after a whole bunch of people. And I read these threatening letters on the air to our class. Each time I got a new one, I read their letter and I read my response, and each time they escalated, I escalated. And finally, they sent me a letter of an apology, and they said, most so sorry. And then they did it again 2 years later. And this time it wasn't the senior legal counsel, it was the administrator of the Department of Revenue. And she sent me a letter of an apology, and I read that on the air too. So when they, class, when they do this, here's my strategy. They say you've got 30 days to respond, or else, you know, fees and fines are going to increase. So what I do is, and I do everything in writing, and I say all correspondence or all communications must be in writing. Okay, that's one of the first things I say in my first response. And I don't put this in a drawer and forget about it, because they don't forget about it. They've got some of the best computing money can buy to make sure that these things don't get forgotten. So I say, thank you for your recent correspondence, and I cite what it is, and I let them know that they have 14 days from the date of the mailing of my response to respond to me, otherwise the matter is deemed resolved in my favor. Okay? And so they give me a 30-day timetable. I give them half that, 14 days. And you cannot drop the ball, okay? And they wanted 2 years of my emails. So if you sent me an email, they wanted that email. And I wouldn't give it to them. And I said that, cite the code and cite who is going to be using this information, the names, addresses, the titles, the rank, what they would do if they had this information. And I wanted everybody's name, rank, you know, serial number, everything. I want to know my accusers. I also said, I want to know who provided this information that said we owe this $100,000 in unpaid back sales tax. And the more I asked them, the more they asked me. And eventually, I gave out the senior legal counsel's phone number on the air every day, and they sent me an apology because they wouldn't tell me where they got the information from because it was all made up. They wouldn't tell me who was involved because they knew I would expose them too. And I believe this was a fraudulent racket to try to extort money from people who had businesses. And here's how it goes. I've talked to people with businesses, and they said, yeah, they got these letters. And let's say the letter was only for, you know, $10,000. Not that that's a little amount of money, but let's say it's just $10,000, not $100,000. They would talk, husband and wife would talk, and they'd say, well, maybe we can negotiate this down to $5,000. Why would they do that? Why would they give them $5,000 that they don't deserve? Why would they do that? I literally put a penny. I had a penny in my sports coat pocket. I had blue jeans, white shirt, tie, and a blue blazer when I met with the senior legal counsel. I told him I wanted to meet with him. He told me he was busy. This was on the phone. And I said, I'm busy too, but I'm going to make the five-hour trip because I'm going to save you a lot of embarrassment. And then he decided he was going to meet with me that day. Mrs. Finelli and I drove up to the state house, and we met with him. And I, during the discussion, I took a penny out of my pocket, my jacket pocket, one U.S. copper penny, and I put it on the conference room table. It was just the three of us, Mrs. Finelli, senior legal counsel, and me. I took the penny out of my pocket, and I said, look. And I kind of slid it toward him, not all the way, less than halfway toward him. He was sitting on the other side of the conference room table. I said, if this is all it takes to solve this matter right now, if I have to, you know, if I give you this and this would solve the matter, you're not getting it. What I was telling him is this was a matter of principle. And I'm not giving up. I'm not giving in. I'm not paying extortion. It's not going to happen. And we won twice. And when we get audited by the IRS, it hasn't happened in years. But when we get audited, we always win. Now, why is it that we win? There's a lesson here. I'm trying to teach y'all a lesson. If you are in the right, you don't have to give in. You don't have to take that plea deal if you're in the right. And that's how we do it. And when we file our taxes, we know absolutely for sure that everything we've done is according to their rules. And we write notes on the forms. And we are ready for the audit before we mail the income tax return. We're ready for the audit before they even get it. Kathy's with us. Welcome, Kathy.
Hey, Vince. How are you today?
Geez. It's great to be broadcasting with you, Kathy. So, any comments about what I said, being prepared for the audit, being in, hold standing your ground when you're in the right?
Well, that makes sense, but I think there's an intimidation factor that most people have. They feel like, and I've heard this comment by many people, well, if I try to combat this, then they're going to gin up some more charges. They're going to want to come through my house. They're going to, you know, I'm going to be on the list. And a lot of people just, I think they're afraid that they're going to make it harder on them later on, even if they win it. But you're obviously saying that it works if you kind of beat them at their own game.
Well, I beat them at their own game for several reasons. Not that I look at this as a contest exactly, but what I do is I say, okay, there must be some rules. Okay, what are the rules? So I get the rules and I read the rule book. Mm-hmm. And that's what most people don't do. So for example, I used to teach classes on this topic in person, and I would stand up in front of the seminar room and I'd say, so how many of you file your own taxes, complete your own taxes, do your own taxes? How many of you? And maybe 10% of the hands would go up, maybe. And I'd say, okay, that's about what I always see. So why is that? And I would ask around the room and say, okay, so how many of you have someone prepare your taxes? And a whole bunch of hands would go up. And I'd say, I want to see if I got this right. So you have somebody prepare your taxes because he's a real good guy or she's a real good gal. And that person was recommended to you by someone else. They do your taxes. You see them once a year. You entrust them with your taxes, and they know everything. They know everything about the IRS tax rules, and that's why you use them. Is that right? They go, yeah. Why else? And they say, well, it's too complicated. It's too hard. It takes too much time. It's too difficult. I go, yeah. Yeah, and that's what just about everybody says. It's too difficult. It takes too much time. So they're willing to entrust their personal, private financial information to people they don't even know. But they believe that their guy or their gal is really, really good. And then, so then I ask the question, so, okay, this is before April 15th, the taxes are prepared and filed, you pay the person to do it, it's filed, and what a good feeling, it's all done. And then 2 years later, you get a letter in the mail from the IRS saying that you're being audited, and it's during the summertime, or during the wintertime. And you call up the person who did your taxes, and you say, look, it's really bad news, we're getting audited, yeah, I need your help. And then the guy says, or the gal says, it's a summer and I'm on vacation. Or it's the wintertime, I'm in Florida. And you're in Ohio or Missouri or wherever you might be. And, you want me to stop my vacation? Is that, I've got my whole family here. Is that what you're saying? So you're dependent on this other person who you thought was going to take care of everything. And it's not the case. So that's why you need to do your own taxes. So today's tip, class, is download Publication 17. Start your own business. It's Publication 17. All you have to do is go to the search engine, type in pub, P-U-B, space 1-7, and you will see the condensed rule book. It'll be over 100 pages. The part you're really interested in is business expenses and the use of your home. And that's where you start your business. You start your business at your home. That way you can deduct expenses from your home. So for example, our family, we have a house, a farmhouse, and we use certain rooms of the farmhouse for business operations. Well, let's say, I'm just going to make this number up. Let's say we had 10 rooms, which would be a real big house, right? It makes it easy for arithmetic on the radio. Let's say we had 10 rooms. And we used one room for the office, for the business. And that business could be anything. That business could be recipes. It could be writing a book. It could be broadcasting. It could be writing a blog about gardening that you want to sell advertising on. It could be anything. Anything that you want, as long as it's legal. Okay? And you... if that room is exclusively used for your business, then you can deduct 10% of everything. 10% of the electric bill, 10% of the heating bill. If the roof needs to be repaired, 10% of the roof cost. If you have lawn service come in to cut your lawn, 10% of that. If you entertain customers in your office and you want the place to look good and you want to have a coffee maker for your customers' purposes and coffee cups and the coffee, that's all deductible. And your phone, it's deductible. And your computer. And let's say you want to have carpeting in there because it'd be more conducive for the business. Well, you get your carpeting. That's deductible. You depreciate it over the useful life of the carpeting. Let's say you get an oriental rug. Let's say it's a used oriental rug. Let's say you need a used lamp or a new lamp or light bulbs or paint for the walls. Or you need a calculator. Or you need a headset for your phone to make it more convenient. Or you need a speakerphone instead to make it more convenient. Or you need a power switch. Or you need a couple chairs or a new desk or a used desk. It's all deductible if it's used for your business. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I went off on a tangent there and just continued the discussion I was having with Jason. And open the broadcast with that. So this is USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Kathy, thank you for being with us. Kathy, any comments about what I was saying about reading the rules and being prepared and some of the deductions that you can take, all above board, all according to Publication 17, if you read it and if you interpret it properly. So any comments about that?
Well, Vince, if you are using it for a business, then it just makes sense to follow the guidelines and take advantage of whatever deductions there are. But I'm thinking, too, about what you said at the initial, your initial statement about they wanted to charge you $100,000 in taxes. I mean, how many people could afford that, especially, you know, like a small farmer? But even if you negotiated it to half of that, I mean, it's just not right. And the fact that you figured out that you didn't, you know, that you knew you didn't owe it, and you just kind of persisted, and then you eventually won. But I'm sure most people maybe just aren't that confident, or they feel like they'd have to hire somebody to try to beat them at their own game. But by you learning it, you saved yourself the money that it would have cost you.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And this is a thread, class, that should run through all of our lives, that you are prepared for everything. And if you remember the television series Doomsday Preppers years ago, it was an entertainment show. And what they did was they'd have or maybe a family on there, would say, what are you preparing for? And somebody would say, well, you know, a nuclear attack or a massive weather storm or, you know, an EMP or crop failure, whatever it might have been. What's nuts? Okay. What you should prepare for is everything. You shouldn't just focus on one thing. You should prepare for everything. And preparing for everything, you'll do much better than if you prepare for one thing. And I actually challenged doomsday preppers to come to the USA Preparers Get Prepared Expo. And years ago, Brooklyn Bagwell was on the air with us. She was the casting director for Doomsday Preppers. I invited her to the expo. She came to the expos, and she's been on the air with us. And when I index the archives that are still available and make them available on our website, then you'll be able to just search and find these kinds of archives and listen to this, what I'm talking about. But you need to be prepared for everything. So what I do is I read the rules, and then I play the game. And what I found out was when I asked people about tax preparation and why they had someone else prepare their taxes, they literally said it's too complicated, takes too much time, and I guess they didn't feel like reading the rules. So here's what they did, literally. They literally would go on about their business, whatever it was. They would hand someone else the receipts and say two things. I don't want to pay too much in taxes, and I don't want to be audited. That's what they would do. 100% of them would say that. Now, those are two mutually exclusive events. If you don't want to be audited, the tax preparer will not include all of your deductions. Okay? They'll play it safe. So you're going to pay more taxes. I take it right to the last cent. And if it's a question of whether that last cent goes to the IRS or me, I round it in my favor. Okay? Literally. If it's one penny and it's a half a cent and it could go to them or me, it goes to me. Because it's mine. All right? That's how I play. I take it right to the edge. And that vernacular came from one of my students who was in one of my seminars where I was talking about how to fund your preparedness plan through tax deductions. And she said she was a CPA and she listened to everything I said. I said, anybody that wants to challenge anything I say, raise your hand and challenge me right then and there if you think I'm saying something that's not correct or true. And she said, everything you're saying is true, but you take it right to the edge. And I go, right, I do, because it's my money.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
New York officials are reporting the arrest of the suspected subway shooter. 62-year-old Frank James was taken into custody without incident after he called Crime Stoppers on himself and took a walk through East Village to await police. A Michigan police officer fatally shot a man after a lengthy fight and was kneeling on his body after pulling him over for expired tags on his car. Video released by police on Wednesday showed 26-year-old Patrick Lyoya, an immigrant from the Congo, was resisting arrest when a Grand Rapids police officer shot him on the morning of April 4th. Protesters gathered outside the Grand Rapids Police Department on Wednesday. Billionaire Elon Musk filed paperwork on Thursday to buy all of Twitter for roughly $43 billion. USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
South Korean Aerospace and Defense Development selected SpaceX to launch a military surveillance satellite. They signed a multi-launch agreement to launch 5 satellites over the next 3 years. The first satellite is scheduled to launch in 2023. The rest will be deployed in 2025. Now that the New York City subway shooter turned himself in by calling Crime Stoppers, former Navy SEAL, FBI Special Agent, and Federal Air Marshal Jonathan Gilliam on Newsmax discusses suspect Frank James and how he was once on the FBI terrorism watch list until 2019.
Usually when somebody is taken off the list, it's because they've been checked out, you know, and they think it's just an emotional, disturbed person. Mm-hmm. But the very fact that he was on that list shows you that he did have specific aspects about what he believed and the rants that he had that put him on that list. These politicians have to realize that the people are actually their force multiplier, and they can actually be the eyes and ears for law enforcement if they tell them to be careful, keep a lookout for the guy, this is what he looks like, and show that repeatedly. I saw Eric Adams yesterday more than I saw the pictures of this guy. So that's an issue that we have to start clearing up when it comes to these fast-moving fluid events.
NASCAR Racing is in Bristol, Tennessee this weekend. My name is Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Cheetah, God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Okay, class, so I was talking about tax deductions, and you know that if you use your vehicle for business purposes, you can deduct somewhere around, well, a little over 50 cents per mile. But for the IRS says that the standard mileage rate for 2022 is 58.5 cents a mile. That's up 2.5 cents from 2021. Actually, it's going to cost like $1 a mile when they actually let you have the real amount, because gasoline and diesel fuel has gotten so expensive. But in any event, if you start your own business, you can pay less in income taxes according to their code if you have business deductions, and you should start your own business. And if you haven't started it already, you should start it. Well, let's see, when should you start it? Right now. Right now. And all you have to do to start your own business is say, I'm in business. That's it. You're in business now. You know, you have to have a plan, and what you should do is make your hobby, whatever you love to do, make that your business. So if you like germinating seeds, if you like experimenting with seeds and see which tomato seeds, pepper seeds, grow the best, maybe you want to know what color light is better. Is it a grow light better, or is a combination of a cool white and a warm white fluorescent light better? Is an incandescent light better? Well, shoot, now you got business expenses. You got the seeds, you got the pots, you got the watering container, you got the Miracle-Gro if you want to use that. You've got the soil, you've got the trowel, you got the trays, you got the extension cord for the light fixture, the light bulbs. Then you got your computer. You got to have one of those to do some research and figure out what is recommended according to the great body of information on the internet. So now you've got your computer, you've got your monitor, your keyboard, your mouse. Shoot, you need a desk for the computer. Well, it really adds up. And then, do you have to buy everything fresh? Of course not. What if you already own it? What if you already own a desk? And I've never seen anybody talk about this. So, Kathy, let's say you wanted to start your own business, and you wanted to do exactly what I mentioned. You wanted to teach people Kathy's way of starting seeds, planting seeds, germinating seeds, doing it the best way possible, show your experimentation, and have images on your blog how to do it, and then you could sell PDFs, right? So your plan is to sell PDFs of all this. But you need a desk. And what if you already have a desk? Well, can you sell it to the business? Absolutely. You can sell your own personal desk to your business. Now, once you do that, it's not your desk anymore. It's the business's desk. But you're allowed to use it. I've never seen anybody talk about that. Why do you have to go buy somebody else's desk? Why can't your business buy your desk? Now, you can't buy a desk that's worth $100 for $2,000. You have to find the fair market value and pay what it would be an arm's length transaction. Let's say you're going to put that desk on the front lawn and have a yard sale. Well, whatever you would ask for that desk, whatever you'd end up selling it for, that's the amount that you would use as the purchase price for your business to buy your desk. Kathy, any comments?
I was just going to ask you, if you already own it, is that what you have to do is use the fair market value on that? So you answered my question. Yeah, good idea. If you already own it, then
yeah, why
that.
Buy another one? Right, why buy another one? So, Kathy, now this, you know, we have never talked about this class. Kathy and I, she had no idea that I was going to talk about this in today's class. But, Kathy, does it seem like it might be a fun thing for you to pursue, you know, seed starting, exploring even more, and then have that be a small business, and then have all of those expenses that are bona fide, that relate to your seed starting business and sharing. And now you're in the education business, right? Because you're going to have this blog, theoretically or hypothetically. Does this all make sense? Does this sound like it'd be fun?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially when you start experimenting and then you research it and then you record all your results from everything. Sure.
Imagine having a hobby that you could get paid for. Y'all heard of Bass Pro, right? Well, the owner of Bass Pro started, he worked at a liquor store, and he started, as the story goes, and this is in Missouri, Bass Pro, he liked making fishing flies by hand. Started out making them, selling them. What's the result? Bass Pro. Seriously. I mean, you can, that's kind of a, it's a, an example from small to huge, but you know, you could have a small business and enjoy the same tax deductions that the wealthy take. Bill Gates, Donald Trump, you know, the people who have extreme wealth, they don't pay taxes the way everybody else does. They have read the rules, or they've hired somebody to read the rules. And then they take the rules right to the edge. Okay? So in my case, we'll just use the book. So I'm writing a book, two books. I need a computer. I need a keyboard. I need a desk. I need a camera. Well, I had an old camera. I used to have an old camera. Now it belongs to the business. Okay? I needed to get an adapter, because my old computer, which was a tax deduction before, didn't have the interface to read the memory cards, the memory sticks. So I had to buy one of those. I think it was like $3.55. Now, would I keep that receipt? Of course I would. Because if I keep a receipt for $3.55 and I can save myself about 30% or 33% in taxes, if I just throw that receipt away, I'm throwing away a dollar. Why would I do that? Why would I throw it away? All you do is keep all those receipts as tax deductions. I don't frivolously spend money. I am really careful, judicious with every single expenditure. And I agonize over each one. But I save all the receipts, and I buy things that the business needs. I don't need anything, but the business does. Like dog food. The business needs dog food. I don't need it. Actually, the dogs need it. But the dogs are owned by the business. Think about that. Think about that. So if you had a junkyard, and you had cars inside a chain link fence, and you had a German Shepherd there on duty all night, would that be a business expense? Of course. How about the dog collar? And the dog food and the veterinary bills? And the leash if you have one? And the dog house? And the padding for the dog house? Right? So that's how you think. But download Publication 17. Just go to your favorite search engine and you'll find it from irs.gov, PUB17. Kathy, any comments, questions? Do you want any guidance, for this theoretical business that we just created out of thin air for you? I mean, it doesn't exist, class. We just made it all up, or I did. Any questions about that, Kathy?
No, I think it goes back to just, like you said, read it, understand it, know the rules, and then apply it to your circumstances and save your receipts. I mean, I save mine. I literally save most of my receipts for the whole year. I have a divider that goes from January to December. And I can't tell you the amount of times I've had to go back. And if it's something that maybe is, I might have to look at, let's say it's a pair of shoes or something, I'll write on the top of it, shoes or something that you may have to return, just so that when I'm going to look for it, I know, okay, it's going to be easier to find. Because sometimes when you look at the receipt, it's all abbreviated and you really can't figure out what it was. I mean, it's, unless you kind of put it together, sometimes it's all abbreviated. So.
You're right. So what the store does is they have a finite number of characters to describe that item. So when the cash register prints it out, it says in some kind of a cryptic way what it was, and it's sometimes you're right, it's absolutely hard to figure out what that was. So class, what you can do, and I would use pencil, right? I bought 144 pencils, yellow pencils, and why'd I buy them? Because I think they're going out of style. Well, that was a tax deduction. It's about $9 or $10 for 144 pencils. I use them on the farm. Actually, I didn't buy them, the farm bought them. Business deduction. And I use those pencils to write on the receipts. The receipts, so I'll circle an item and I'll say, okay, here's what this item is for. When I buy gasoline, if it's gasoline for the farm, that's different from gasoline for the truck. Okay, I take the miles. You can take two different kinds of deductions. You can either take actual costs for the vehicle, per mile, or you can take the actual cost. So that would be depreciation of the vehicle plus the tire, replacement and the oil changes and the maintenance and the water pumps and all that stuff. You can have the actual cost to operate that vehicle, or you can take the percents cents per mile. I take the mileage one, so that it's real easy for me, because sometimes I don't use the truck exclusively for business. I might use it for personal reasons. But when I use it for business, I write it down, and if I go to fill up my truck with gasoline, that's not deductible. But if I go with my truck and put gasoline in my truck, and then I start to pump over and fill up some gas cans for the farm, that is deductible. So I'll write down on that receipt what was used for what. So if I ever get audited, I know what to do. But before I would get audited, we prepare the tax and we say, okay, so this was used for farm fuel for the chainsaw to cut down trees that land on the fence. That's what you do. So you use your imagination. You interpret their rules to the best way that you can. And sometimes you can interpret them to your advantage or to your disadvantage. Now, why would you interpret them to your disadvantage? I would never do that. You know? That's like going to the polls and if you're running for office, voting for the other guy. Why would you do that? Right? Kathy, any thoughts?
No, Vince, it all makes sense. I think it's something people should look into and learn and apply it, because I'm sure you saved yourself a lot of money by doing that, and you're not paying the taxes that you would be if you have it. And you know, Vince, you said something about people going to other people to do their taxes. You know, let's say even if I couldn't understand it, or I didn't know, or someone, you know, said, I need somebody to help me, I would stay with that person if I had my receipts so that I could possibly pick up on something that they might have missed, rather than just say, here's all the receipts. You know, I would try to educate myself as much as I could and at least sit there with them and say, you know, if it's going to take an hour, hour and a half to do this, I want to be there with you so that if you miss something, or I have maybe a receipt at home or a recollection of something, at least you could catch it that way.
Yeah, so if you have a receipt that says shoes,
in that position.
If you have a receipt that says shoes, are these shoes for the business? Or are these, going dancing shoes? I don't know, right? So, yes, you can educate that person.
What might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9090. 2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So here's one final short story about taxes. So back around 1980, Mrs. Finelli and I got audited. And we were in the middle of a move to California to start a company with Bert Bertonis. He's on with us on Fridays. So we got the letter from the IRS saying we're being audited. And we said, look, we're moving. We don't know exactly where our address we're going to be in. We're going to be traveling, going to be driving to California. And we expect that we'll be there in about a week. And we'll let you know what our address is. And I thought that was going to be the end of it. They just, you know, said, ah, forget it. You know, forget the audit from the East Coast, and they're not going to move to California. Well, they did. They moved the audit to California, and the auditor was really gruff, and he said, "Oh, I gave out, you know, maybe at 10 o'clock in the morning audit. I gave out my first refund for the day, and that's it." No more refunds. And he let us know he was gunning for us, and so he's going through the deductions, and he said, "I see here you expensed a computer, and I'm just going to make this number up, $700." He said, "You cannot write off a computer in 1 year. You cannot do that. You must depreciate it over 7 years. So if it's a $700 computer, you can." Depreciate it $100 per year, $100 a year deduction or expense against your income. And so that's one thing you got wrong, Mr. Finelli." And I said, hold on just a second. So I pulled out my notes and I turned their form sideways, and I looked at their definition, and it said you can depreciate an income-producing asset over its useful economic life. Okay. So I said, well, that particular computer was my prototype, and we built computers and sold them. I'm sorry, this was in, we were experimenting with computers. This was, excuse me, it was not 1980. It was after that. And I said that we were building computers, and that was my prototype. And a prototype is something that I put in service for a very short time, a couple months. And then either we make them or we don't use that prototype and we build another prototype. So the prototype at most would last 16 months. But I thought I'd give you guys the benefit of the doubt and make it for a year. And expense it over a year. And he said, wow, Wow. No one has ever done that before. I said, well, it says right here. And he said, you're absolutely right. So I won. Okay. So what you have to do is read. You have to read the rules and play by their rules. And if you play by their rules, they can't fault you for following their rules. Kathy?
You know, Vince, you made a comment, and my husband took the IRF course a long time ago, and I remember he was saying to them, like, how do you do, like, charitable deductions? And people were asking, like, how do you not get audited with that? And he said, you know, obviously, it has to be reasonable. I mean, you're not going to say, I make $30,000 a year and I gave $20,000 away. I mean, something, you have to be reasonable. But he said that, I believe that, let's say you gave $500 in a year as charitable deductions. He said it's, you're least likely to get audited. Like if you were to say, I gave $479 or I gave $513. Because when you go to round numbers, he said sometimes that trips it. But when you're more specific and like, okay, I really did add up, you know, all my receipts from Goodwill or from wherever you gave them to. I don't know if you found that, but that's the one answer that when my husband asked that.
Well, I can put an exclamation point on that. So we've been audited at least 10 times. And one of the audits was for, we didn't know why. They call you and they say, bring your documentation with you, bring your receipts with you. So we showed up, and the auditor said, charitable contributions. What proof do you have? So you're with the IRS, you're guilty unless you can prove yourself innocent. Right? So I pulled out, you know, the Catholic Church, the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, and this was early. This was like 40 years ago. 42 years ago, maybe. And it added up to 500. Now, we used checks. When we went to the Catholic Church, I would write them a check every week, and I'd put it in the basket. Okay? And it was round numbers. And it added up to 500.00. Exactly that number you're talking about. I believe you mentioned 500.
Yeah.
and there we are. We're being audited because... the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, the weekly contributions to the Catholic Church added up to exactly $500 and no cents. And that landed us in the lap of the IRS. And he said, well, you know, it was suspicious because we thought you were making it up. And we won again. But I've got a comment about that when we come back, Kathy. I don't use round numbers for anything. I won't even let the gas pump come up with a round number. If it comes up with $50, I'm going to click that thing until it's, you know, $50.03. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.